Leadership isn't about your job title, it's about behavior. This revolutionary insight forms the foundation of Spark, a book that has transformed organizations from FedEx to the military by revealing how anyone can become a catalyst for positive change. The military has perfected the art of creating these catalysts, people who step forward saying, "I'll lead this," regardless of rank. In today's volatile, uncertain world, organizations desperately need these sparks at every level, not just in management. While the military trains everyone to be a leader from day one, most civilian professionals never receive this crucial development. The result? Managers who lead without preparation and talented individuals who don't see themselves as leaders because they lack formal authority. Many would-be leaders are held back by persistent myths. The first myth, that leaders are born, not made, crumbles under scrutiny. When Courtney joined the Marine Corps seeking transformation, she discovered leadership wasn't about innate talent, but character development. Training pushed her past physical exhaustion to mental endurance, proving she was a made leader who developed through deliberate practice. Another dangerous myth is that leaders should trust their instincts. In reality, effective leaders challenge their gut reactions, which often lead us to avoid conflict or procrastinate on decisions. True leadership requires cognitive flexibility and discipline to inhibit instinctual reactions. When people start viewing themselves as leaders, they stop feeling constrained by hierarchy, take initiative with complex challenges, and quit waiting for direction. Leadership requires followers, and people only follow those they trust. Though soft skills discussions might make business professionals uncomfortable, they're non-negotiable for becoming a spark. Trust isn't about group hugs. It's about creating a business case for trustworthiness and showing how individuals contribute to high-performing teams. Marine Corps officer training deliberately pushes candidates to their limits to reveal true behavior under stress, testing whether they uphold character standards when exhausted. Most professionals begin careers without reflecting on personal values, yet these principles should guide your leadership journey. Values establish boundaries, guide difficult decisions, and act as your North Star. Sean experienced this when realizing Air Force deployments would cause him to miss half his newborn son's life, prompting his transition to the Air National Guard. When his son later developed respiratory issues, they moved to Florida's coast, sacrificing his F-16 flying career but honoring his family values. Credibility forms the foundation of your leadership style through four interdependent keys: understanding other standards, maintaining a narrow say-do gap, communicating intent, and holding others accountable. To build credibility, meet both explicit job standards and unspoken expectations. When Courtney served in Okinawa, she proactively built relationships with her team and their families, which paid off when a Marine's wife suggested better family event planning. Sparks honor every commitment, knowing their influence depends on consistent performance. Sparks resist blaming others, instead identifying how their own actions contribute to situations. Accountability means owning mistakes and quickly moving toward solutions. As a young Marine lieutenant, Angie learned this when peer evaluations described her as self-absorbed. When she admitted this was accurate, her captain called it an accountability moment, teaching her that accepting responsibility was the path to improvement. Accountability remains scarce in our pass-the-buck culture. Whether dealing with strained relationships or being passed over for promotion, recognizing your contribution must precede formulating solutions. Sparks look for ways around roadblocks rather than passing responsibility. While stationed in Korea, Sean once failed to check his G-suit connection and blacked out at 25,000 feet. After regaining consciousness, he immediately reported what happened honestly. His boss later shared that initiating accountability inspires trust. It's the cover-ups that destroy careers. Sparks achieve success through clear vision and aligned choices. They understand that today's seemingly minor decisions significantly impact future fulfillment. Your life quality, relationships, and career satisfaction stem from these choices. Sean, despite an apparently enviable pilot career, found himself unfulfilled by mid-40s. At a family gathering, he discovered his passion for training, a consistent thread throughout his career. While facilitating a workshop at Marine Corps Base Quantico, he experienced the exhilaration of excelling in something entirely new. Many struggle with future vision due to what Harvard psychologist Dan Gilbert calls the end of history illusion, appreciating past growth while assuming we'll remain unchanged going forward. In reality, we continue developing throughout life. Vision requires courage against societal pressure and breaking from established routines that no longer serve us. Courtney once dismissed burnout as weakness until recognizing her own unhealthy work obsession. After reducing her hours, she established a healthier routine that reconnected her with the firm's vision and strategic priorities. Sparks maintain awareness of others' needs and take action to meet them. This outward focus builds relationships while high-functioning teams thrive on service-based leadership, selflessly ensuring others' success. Captain Harper exemplified this when Angie's grandmother passed away by arranging travel, contacting family, ensuring academic support, and sending flowers. Service requires understanding people's varying needs across Maslow's hierarchy. Even active listening can be powerful. Brain scans reveal that giving activates pleasure centers, making service inherently rewarding. Service can transform difficult relationships by developing empathy. True service isn't coddling, but empowering others with resources, information, and honest feedback. To be a spark who truly serves, anticipate needs rather than waiting for requests. Take initiative when colleagues struggle. Offer service without keeping score or expecting returns, and provide it equally to everyone without favoritism. In matrix organizations, communicating intent means sharing what needs to be accomplished without dictating how. This empowers those at the point of action to determine execution methods, fostering creativity and initiative. When leaders clearly communicate the why behind tasks, team members can make better decisions independently. Holding others accountable is essential. As a flight instructor, Sean once had to give performance feedback to a general. Despite his nervousness, he addressed the general's rusty skills directly. The general appreciated this honesty, demonstrating how forthright communication builds respect and enhances performance. Effective communication also means adjusting your style to the situation and audience. Sometimes, direct instruction works best. Other times, guiding questions are more effective. The key is matching your approach to what will best help your team succeed in that moment. Leadership isn't reserved for management material. Anyone can be a leader by developing essential spark behaviors. These behaviors help you live your values, earn trust, be accountable, take intentional actions, build team camaraderie, and demonstrate consistency. Effective leadership development involves cultural immersion, democratizing leadership, identifying hidden talent, and transitioning training to in-house leaders. With fewer resources and increasing demands, organizations need creative leaders who focus on possibilities rather than limitations. The military understands that leadership isn't about rank but behavior, a truth all organizations should embrace. By developing spark behaviors, you'll transform your career while igniting positive organizational change. The question isn't whether you can be a leader, it's whether you'll choose to be one today.